evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. I know it's a call that I'm really looking forward to, but guys, I've got some really, really exciting news to be able to share with you guys to kick things off tonight, and that's in regards to our More Success Team Family Retreat that we're having this summer, July 24th through the 26th at the world-famous Gaylord Texan Resort in North Texas. It's a phenomenal facility, first-class facility, but we just got the confirmation on top of all the other fantastic green earners and millionaire club members and executive directors that's going to be there. None other than our CEO, Mr. Rip Mason, will be there at our event, as well as the president of Legal Shield, Mr. Alan Burnley, as well as Mr. Patrick Hodges, and Ms. Kathy Pinson, all from the corporate office of Legal Shield. Guys, you know, I was talking to Papa this weekend, and this is truly, it's a game-changing event. It's a life-altering event. If you're serious about your Legal Shield business, if you're dedicated to your Legal Shield business, this event will set your business ahead at least 6 months. We're going to have 18 months worth of Super Saturdays and regionals all rolled into a three-day period. You're not going to find a more power-packed event with more training. You know, literally on the stage talking to you guys, have written over 1 million legal plans cumulatively between themselves and their teams over the course of their Legal Shield careers. Made tens of millions of dollars in Legal Shield, recruited hundreds of thousands of people, and they're going to be on stage sharing their pouring their heart and their soul into you guys July 24th through the 26th at the Gaylord Texan. So don't procrastinate any longer. Get yourselves registered for that event. Go to moresuccessteam.com and go ahead and get registered. It's only $99 to attend the event. If any new person on your team, that registers right now, if they're in their Fast Start window or they just come on your team this month, it is only $79 for those new team members. We really want you guys to buy into the company's promotion to get the senior associate right now, take advantage of that wonderful promotion. So all those new team members you guys are bringing on, plug them into that team event to help propel their business and your business to the next level. Along with that, we're running a contest this month. If you just simply recruit three people, we're going to put your name in a hat. At the end of the month, we're going to draw out a winner, and they're going to get all their nights paid for at the Gaylord. So phenomenal events, some great promotions going on right now. Plug into it, and let's take your business to the next level. It's going to be a power-packed event, phenomenal speakers, phenomenal training, and, you know, you just got to be there. So with that, we're going to go ahead and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a millionaire club member, a platinum executive director, a six-figure ring earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. You know what? An exciting event that will be. The More Success Team Retreat there at the Gaylord is going to be an awesome event. Again, if you haven't registered, please go to the website and get registered today. But I want to remind everyone, Jeremy, that every Monday morning, Legal Shield hosts the Leadership Show, and you can go to your back office and click on the link and listen to it. On this morning show, Mr. Ken Moore was the featured speaker, and I think he really did an awesome job. It was great to hear him on the call, and he really represented our team very, very well. All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner. He's a Platinum 5 executive director and, of course, the leader of our More Success Team now for over 30 years, and that's my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Loud and clear, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You know, Randy, I'm really excited about this next speaker. He's such a very sharp young man. He's a very dedicated young man. He's a family man. He's a Christian, $100,000 ringer, performance, stays constantly in Performance Club, Power 20. He knows how to do it. He doesn't just talk it. He walks it. I like to see a leader that, gets up there and they tell all these stories, but when they get out there, they can't do it. This gentleman not only tells the stories, he can walk the walk and do it just like it's supposed to be done. It's an honor and a privilege to introduce tonight a young man that I feel not only is a great performer on his own team, but he's a great friend of the Moore Success Team. That's none other than Mr. Mike Riches. Mike, welcome to the call.
Well, Mr. Moore, thank you. We love you and respect you, and I'll tell you what, we are grateful to you for your leadership and the great legacy that not only you but your team and your family have left here in Legal Shield. And there are many of us, we consider ourselves a family team as well. My brother Mark Riches, my mom, Dr. Judy Smith, and all of us ring earners and very proud to be in a family business, and we have always respected the Moore family for what they've been able to accomplish. So thank you for having me on the call, and I'm excited to hear about the event that y'all have coming up this summer. That sounds like it's just going to be fantastic, and can't wait to hear how that goes for you. You're going to be right here in my backyard in North Texas. That Gaylord is a gorgeous property, and I know for everyone that comes and attends that, they're not going to regret it. That's going to be an incredible and power-packed training and an event. I'll tell you one thing right now I know about the Moore Success Team, that they don't do anything second rate. Everything is first class. And we just came out of our convention. We had it this past weekend up in Nashville, Tennessee, and it was a great event. We had some great training, and it was our biggest team event that we've ever had, and it was a lot of fun. And so I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer of when there's a chance to get around the leaders, you do it. You take the opportunity. You jump in the car. You buy a plane ticket. You do whatever you got to do, and you get there. You make it happen. And I believe that those that make that commitment and keep that commitment are going to be so much better prepared to reach the levels of success that they're trying to get to. So congratulations to you. Good luck on that event. I know it's going to be just fantastic. And, again, I'm excited to hear how that turns out. As I was thinking about some things that I could share tonight on the call with those who have joined in, and I enjoyed listening to the roll call. We got folks all over North America calling in tonight. And as I was thinking about some things that maybe I could share, maybe a nugget or two that I've picked up in my 12 years of being in the business and that have helped me have the blessing of success that we've been able to have. It has just been an incredible journey so far. And I say journey because I feel like I'm just getting started. I'm 12 years in and feel like we're just now kind of taking off in the race. And I feel that way because as grateful as I am about the past, and the things that we've been able to accomplish, I'm much more excited about the future and where we're going from here. I'm excited where this company is going, where this product, I should say these products, the legal plan and the identity theft plan are going. I'm excited for all the development and just the great marketing. And I received an email, as many of you did today, from the president of Legal Shield Solutions, James Rousseau, and he was talking about the advertising that Legal Shield is going to be doing in different employee benefit magazines, small business magazines. All of this is part of their 2014 media blitz. And guys, I'll tell you, I'm excited about that. When that kind of stuff is happening, here's what you and I have to do. We have to make sure that we're aligning ourselves with the success of this great company. And that's all I've tried to do for the last 12 years. That's all I'm going to continue to try to do is when the company's moving, I'm trying to get on board. It's like a train that's taken off out of the station. I just want to be on board. I just want to be part of it. And I feel like you and I are blessed to be able to have that opportunity. You know, I think about so many folks that have come into the business and we hear success story after success story, people that have done it and done it right. They've reached levels of success that they never thought that they were going to reach. I think about my brother who got started 20 years ago and was broke. He had five kids living in a little apartment down in New Orleans. He was making about $1,500 a month and spending about $2,000 a month, getting deeper and deeper in debt every month. and found this opportunity to market this Legal Shield product and started to do so and started to recruit other people to do so as well and helping them and teaching them and quickly went to a six-figure income and then to a $250,000 a year income and then became a millionaire time and time and time again over and over. And I think about, man, look at what this vehicle was able to do for him. I think about my mom who had a successful career as a psychologist. She's a doctor of psychology and had a successful practice where she felt like she was making a difference. She was helping people. But she saw the success of her two sons and said, you know, I need to be a part of this Legal Shield. She felt like there was more than just her family. She felt the power of the Legal Shield family. And she felt that as much as she was making a difference in the lives of a few, Legal Shield gave her an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of many. And so she got started. She quickly became a six-figure ring earner and changed her life and her future financially. She's got an incredible team, several ring earners in her organization. I think about folks like Randy Moore and Jeremy Moore who have come and just accomplished incredible things following in the footsteps of Mr. Ken Moore. Other folks like Jimmy Parrish, who I heard in the roll call, who got his $100,000 ring the same night I got my $100,000 ring back in 2004. You see all these success stories, again, one after another, after another, after another. The old Profiles of Success book used to be like the thickness of a magazine. Now it's like the Twilight series, all stacked up together. I mean, it's huge. And what does all that say? It means that people are out there doing it. But I have to think about also the people who have come in the business, who have been excited, and then they didn't accomplish what they were really trying to do. And the reason I have to think about them, because they exist too, there are people who come in and, man, they get fired up, but they don't really ever take full advantage of the opportunity. And I think about, okay, what is it that makes the difference between someone that makes it, a Jimmy Parrish, a Ken Moore, a Randy Moore, a Jeremy Moore, a Mark Riches, a Dr. Judy Smith, and someone that doesn't, someone that says, man, that was a neat phase of life, but it never became a way of life. What is it that really makes the difference? And, you know, if you're taking notes tonight, and maybe there are a few of you who are, let me have you draw a scale. You know, like we see the scales of justice, a scale with a left side and a right side. Draw that on your piece of paper there. It doesn't have to be real detailed or ornate, but just a very simple scale. And on the left, I want you to write the word obstacles. On the right side, I want you to write the word motivation. Our lives, and certainly our business, is made up of several obstacles and several things that motivate us. And it's like this constant battle between those things that try to hold us back and those things that try to push us forward. And that sums up this business, and it really sums up life. You and I, every one of us, deals with a certain set of obstacles, certain things that, again, just try to hold us back. We are all also motivated by certain factors. The lesson of this scale is this. As long as the left side is larger than the right, is heavier than the right, we will not achieve our fullest potential. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have any success. I've known people who've come in the business and had success. I've known people that have earned a six-figure income. And they get in, they settle into that $100,000 a year kind of realm, and you know, maybe they go down to 95, maybe they jump up to 120, but I'm just talking income here for a second, but they achieve some success. But then they have to ask themselves, is that really all they're capable of? Are they really achieving their fullest potential? I don't know where you're at in the business, but I want you to think about those of you who have at least been in the business for 90 days. I realize there's probably a lot of you that are just getting started, but if you've been in the business at least 90 days, I'd ask you tonight to take a step back, zoom out from your business for a minute, and ask yourself the question, the last 90 days, the results that I got, the last 90 days, the level that I achieved, the income that I received, the results that I got, is that really my best? Was that my fullest potential? And if the answer is yes, congratulations to you. Because let me tell you, you're on track. I would imagine that the answer for most of us is probably no. Most of us are probably sitting here tonight saying, you know what? I didn't do as much as I could. I didn't do quite as many exposures as I could have. I didn't plug in maybe as well as I could have. I didn't quite get the results, or maybe I didn't get even anywhere close to the results that I could have. And if your answer is in that realm, if you're like me and you have to say, if you're being honest with yourself, the last 90 days weren't as good as I think they could have been, then I got news for you. Your left side of your scale is heavier than the right. You've got more obstacles than you do motivation. That's all there is to it. That's really all there is to it. I talked to a lady in my organization who called me frustrated 3 or 4 weeks ago. She was frustrated, but she's working the group side of our business. She had called several companies, but not very many. Called several companies. She just hadn't had the results that she had wanted to get. And she was honest about it. She said, Mike, you know, I've called a few companies, but I realize I've got to call a whole lot more. But I'm frustrated, not because I think I should have had results and I didn't get results. I'm frustrated because I don't know why I'm not taking this seriously. She said, I want to be full-time in this business, yet I can't even get myself to be productive part-time. And guess what I had her do? I had her draw the scale. And I had her list out on the left the obstacles that she faced. And that requires some time. That requires some thought. You have to really think about that. What are the obstacles that are holding you back? And then I had her list on the right side the motivations. What was it that she felt was pushing her? And she told me that she wanted to do this business full time. She wanted to have enough income where she could make this not just, a phase of life, but a way of life. I said, that's good. That's a good motivation. List that on the right. The question becomes, how do you get the left side a little bit smaller, and how do you make the right side a little bit bigger? Because until that balances out, and really until the right side becomes heavier than the left, until you have more motivation, in other words, than you do obstacles standing in your way, again, we're just going to be spinning our wheels, in a sense. Again, maybe having some results, but not the results that we're capable of. My message for you tonight is to, number one, turn your obstacles into motivation. See, there are some of you that are saying, and I'm preaching to the choir on this, it's really not some of you because you're listening to the call tonight, but there are people out there on the More Success team that didn't plug into the call tonight. They didn't even dial in. Some of them are saying, I can't get on a conference call. I don't have enough time to get on a conference call. There are others who are saying, I have to get on a conference call. Here's why. I don't have enough time in my life to enjoy my life. Do you see that? You can either use it as an obstacle or a motivation. You make the choice. Other people are saying, I can't get to a Super Saturday. I don't have any money. While others say, I have to get to a Super Saturday. I don't have any money. There are some in the group side of our company that say, I can't contact businesses. I don't even have enough money to buy supplies. Others say, I have to contact businesses. Right now, I don't even have enough money to buy supplies. Some say, I can't go to a weekly meeting. I can't even afford gasoline. Others say, I have to go to the weekly meetings. Why? I can't even afford gasoline. Some people say, I can't get to a convention. I can't do any marketing online. I don't have money. I don't have time. I don't have a good internet connection. I heard that one time. I don't have a good internet connection. Again, turn that into your motivation. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough time. Right now, your life doesn't look as good as you want it to look, as you deserve to have it look. That should motivate you and me to get to the top. Take those obstacles. Take them from the left. Stop thinking about them as obstacles. Move them to the right side of the scale. Let them motivate you. Some people say, I can't do this. I have too many physical limitations. Others say, I have to do this. My physical limitations will give others the courage to succeed. Some people say, I can't focus on this business. I don't even have time enough for myself. Others say, I have to focus on this business. I don't even have time enough for myself. See, number one, turn those obstacles into motivation. That requires a paradigm shift. It requires a change of thought. That's the first thing that we got to do. Number two, I want you to understand that part of this process, part of especially making the left side smaller, shrinking those obstacles in a sense. And wouldn't that be cool if you could just take a ray gun and just shoot it and just blast those obstacles away? Let me give you some advice to do that. I think for most of us, if we're being honest and we listed out some of the obstacles that we face and listed out some of the motivations that we have, most of us, if we're being honest with ourselves, would have to list fear on the left side. Because I don't know that I've ever met anyone who's been in the business that has not faced at some level some type of fear. For some, it's the fear of the unknown. You know, they think about prospecting and it sounds good, man. They go to a Super Saturday and people say, you got to do your two a day. They say, oh man, that sounds really good. I think I can do that. Then they get home and it's like, I've never done that before. I don't want to go up to somebody. They have that fear of the unknown. What's going to happen? I don't want to go call on companies and do group business or try to sell a small business plan. I don't even know what they'll say. I've never done it before. That's all that fear of the unknown. We call that caller's reluctance. For our group people, we tell them, look, you got to get over that. The best way to get over that fear, just do it. Just bite the bullet and do it. That's the only way to really get good at meeting with decision makers in a company. Just meet with a lot of decision makers. You'll figure it out. You'll get good at it. In other words, the best way to learn how to do this business is to do this business. You've got to get over that fear. For other people, they have a fear of failure. Well, that one, I have seen that fear dictate the lives of so many people, and I just want to just reach in and grab them out of that paralysis where they think, oh, man, what if it doesn't work? Well, they don't want to give it 100% because if they give it 100% and it doesn't turn out, it doesn't work, then they're a failure. Nobody wants to be a failure. We don't want to mess up. We don't want to say the wrong thing. We don't want to give it our all and then have it just kind of fall apart. We have to go tell our friends and our family members that we tried and failed. No, nobody wants that. For some, it's easier just to sit back and not put 100% of their effort in, because it's easy to say, well, it hasn't worked for me because I haven't really worked the business the way that I really could. In other words, they're saying, I'm not really failing because I haven't given it 100% yet. And the truth is, that's completely backwards from the mentality that you have to be successful. What we should be saying is, I'm going to succeed because I'm going to give it my all. You know, we have one of our executive directors in our organization. His name is Chris Evans. He told a story about when he first got started, and it was 2 days before a major company event out in Las Vegas. And this is probably 10 years ago, but they had a major company event out in Las Vegas, and someone told him, you need to get to that event. And he was working a full-time job at the time. This was just a part-time business that he was working. And he had plenty to do. He had several children and family responsibilities. He had 100 different reasons why he shouldn't go to Las Vegas. But I love what Chris said. He woke up one morning and he told his wife. He said, I believe in what Legal Shield can do. I believe in the product. I believe in the opportunity. And if it doesn't work for us in our lives, it won't be because of something I did not do. If it doesn't work for me, it won't be my fault. And so he got his wife in the car, and they drove from Tennessee to Las Vegas. Now, I don't know if you've ever done a drive like that. That's a long drive. That's a lot of commitment for a brand-new associate. But I loved his attitude. He said, if it doesn't work, it's not going to be my fault. That's the attitude that you've got to have. Put in 100%. Get over. That's the only way to get over that fear of failure. Here's why. When you put in 100%, you don't fail. And when you put in 100%, you give it your all, that's when success starts coming your way. For others, I've seen it's not a fear of failure, it's the exact opposite. I've seen people paralyzed by a fear of success. See, if fear of failure is what if it doesn't work, fear of success is what if it does work? And I've seen people just paralyzed. They start thinking, well, I'm knocking on the door, something big's about to happen. Then they start asking themselves, am I really ready for that? Am I really ready to be a leader? If I make it to the top of the top, will other people see my inadequacies? Will they notice my flaws? Will they perceive my imperfections? One of my favorite quotes is by Marianne Williamson. I'm sure you've heard it before, but I'm going to share it with you again. She says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. My friend, I would ask you tonight to make a decision. Make a decision that no matter what fear might be holding you back, that you're going to understand it, embrace it, accept that it's there, know that it's normal, understand that everyone faces fear. It's as natural as joy or sadness. It's just a natural emotion that everyone is going to face. But I would ask you to make a decision tonight that your fears are not ever going to define your life. When it's all said and done, would you rather have a life that was shaped by fear or a life that was shaped by your persistence? Make the decision tonight to just overcome that fear, to do it in spite of the fear. Don't pretend like it's not there. It is. That's okay. See, understanding the fear makes it smaller, makes it more surmountable, so that at the end of the day, it stops weighing down that left side of the scale. The third thing that I would ask you to do, increase your motivation. Think about the difference that you can make. If money is your reason for doing this, that's not a good enough reason. Your motivation, another way to say that, is your why. Why are you here? Why are you doing this? Why in the world would you get on a call at 9 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whatever time zone you're in, why would you get on a call and listen to a guy that you've probably never met before? Why would you be committed to doing that? Why would you get on an airplane this summer and get to North Texas, to Dallas here, and attend the More Success Team retreat? Why in the world would you be that committed? And if money is your reason, if the best thing that you can muster up is I want to make some money, I would ask you to get back to the drawing board. Find something deeper inside of you that starts to grow. It's not the money. It's what, you know, maybe money's part of it, but what are you going to do with the money? No one just wants to sit on a bunch of dollar bills. What would change in your life if money were no longer an issue? Don't wait any longer. Think about what's going to push you. Think about your family, your legacy, your future, the lifestyle that you could have for your family. Let those things make that right side of the scale start to tip a little bit. See, by focusing on them, all of a sudden they become bigger. That's how you make the left smaller and the right bigger. And all of a sudden that scale starts to tip, and the things that used to hold you back aren't holding you back anymore. And the things that are pushing you forward are all of a sudden pushing you forward faster than you ever thought possible. Those people are the ones that make it big in our business. I believe that you've got that within you. And I believe, like Marianne Williamson said in her quote, that as you do make it, as you do achieve the success that you're looking to achieve, that you will give other people, unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. I'd close with this, folks. I really believe in the power of prayer. And I would ask you tonight to really, as you take a step back and zoom out and look at your business, make God a part of this decision that you're making. I'm not going to preach to you tonight, but I would invite you to do that. I do believe that God loves you, that you're his child, that he wants to see you happy. He wants to see you successful. He doesn't want to see you barely making it. That's not the existence that he designed for you. No, I'm not talking just financially now. I'm talking about every area of our lives. He wants to see us have success, have happiness in our families and our relationships. And so I would ask you to kneel down, offer up a prayer. I've learned that every time that I've invited that help into my life, wonderful things start to happen. I'll close on that note with a poem, if that's okay, and this is one of my favorite poems here. If I can pull it up here. It's called Take Time to Pray. I got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish, I didn't have time to pray. Troubles just tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me, I wondered. He answered, well, you didn't ask. I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on, gray and bleak. I wondered why God didn't show me. He said, child, you didn't seek. So I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. I would invite you to do that and make a decision tonight that you're going to stop letting the things on the left side of that scale keep you from greatness and what you can really, truly accomplish, and start being motivated by the things on the right. Ken, I hope that is helpful to someone out there. Sure appreciate the chance to be on the call.
Mike, I tell you what, absolutely wonderful. And, of course, I think you know our motto on our team is God, Family, then Legal Shield. We believe in keeping that order. I think that's probably why I have so much respect for you and your family. And I don't know if you ever knew it or not, but like 15, 20 years ago, I went to Kansas, held meetings for your mother. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely. She remembers that and is still very grateful for that.
And it's right a little late, but I'm going to tell a short story. You brought back some memories. About the first month or two that I was in business, I had a missionary friend, and I got him into the business, went to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and he began to sleet and began to snow, and we got a telephone call. Said, if you want to do this business and you're going to be successful, we need you at 9 o'clock Saturday morning in Ada, Oklahoma. Now, I don't know how you know, in Oklahoma it can get pretty nasty. So we decided if we're going to succeed in what his motive was, he was starting a mission in Old Mexico, a biblical mission is what it's called. It still exists today. And he needed extra funding so he could do that without depending upon other people to do it for his own personal livelihood and what he could give unto the missions. So we said, well, let's go. Meantime, it snowed so hard, sleeted so much, that I-40 shut completely down, and we had to take country roads from Fayetteville, Arkansas, to Ada, Oklahoma. But we were here and in the meeting before people that lived in town was here, because he was so dedicated that I was so dedicated to helping him achieve his dream, because I'd been in business with him in 3 states, great Christian man. And because of that, he passed away 2 years ago. He was one of the first recruits I ever had in the business back in the 80s. He's the number one producer in the United States, he and his wife was. And from that start, there's now 47 little churches in Old Mexico being operated because of biblical.
Wow.
With 67 people week before last gave their heart to God through that mission. And we're feeding over 7,000 people a week. And that was his dream. And, brother, I nearly cried thinking about it.
Wow.
Because the dream come true because he was willing to pay the price. And your message was so appropriate tonight. And I don't know if it hit anybody else, but it hit me deep. It hit me hard because I believe in everything you said, and God bless you, and thanks for being our friend.
Well, to you the same. Thank you again.
Randy?
Mike, if you've got just 1 minute, I want to go out to the state of Alabama, and one of your good friends you mentioned earlier got a question or comment. Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Mike, it's great to have you on the call tonight, and I was thinking just before you said it about getting our rings the same night back in September of 2004 in the old Riviera Hotel, but you were very humble tonight, and you talked about the accomplishments of your mom and of your brother, but I remember when you were the group vice president of Louisiana, and you did a lot of work in the group arena, and then you kind of moved to Dallas and left all that behind and started building a wonderful team, and I just want everybody on this call tonight to know that you work the business on all sides, and you've been very successful on all sides, from the group, the small business angle, as well as team building. And I'm just glad to count you as a friend and wanted everybody on this call to know how well you've done. And your family's great, but you were a little shy tonight about talking your own accomplishments, and I just wanted people to know what you've done in your 10-plus years in the business.
Well, you're very kind, Jimmy, and I count you one of my good friends in the business as well, and have always enjoyed learning from you. I this is a guy, folks, that that knows what he's talking about, and I'm confident that you have plenty of opportunities to train on this call, because I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot from Jimmy Parrish. I really, truly have.
Well, thanks for your time tonight, and we appreciate learning from you as always, and Godspeed and good luck, and thanks for sharing and taking the time this evening.
Mike, this is Randy. I just want to thank you again for being on the call. We appreciate you and your family, of course, your brother Mark and your mom, great friends of ours, the Moore Success Team. We've known you for many, many years now, and we hope to have many more years with you. So thank you so much. I hope we didn't hold you too long, but we do appreciate your time, and you did an awesome job on the call.
Well, thank you all. We sure appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike.
Back to you.
Well, Randy, it's been a wonderful call. One of the best calls, one of the most endearing calls. I think if people would take it to heart, go ahead and put it to action, they will be surprised what happens. Folks, remember the retreat. Remember to get registered for it. Let's keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. We love you all. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.